Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our community. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Greetings, everyone. We have a very exciting program for you today because it's that time of year where we want you to all get involved with the electoral process and come out and vote. So we have the League of Women's Voters of Evanston here with us today, and I'm going to have each of them introduce themselves. Let's start with our president.
My name is Betty Hayford. I am the co-president of the League of Women Voters of Evanston, and I joined the League about 10 years ago when I retired from my work in higher education, and because I was interested in politics and government, and I thought this is a way I could get involved, and I did.
Well, thank you, Betty, for joining us today. And next is
Jennifer O'Neill. I've actually been a member of the League for about 35 years, and really for the same reasons. I came out of the affordable housing industry, retired a couple of years ago, and so now I've become way more active than I used to be, and I'm the voter services chair.
Okay. And next, we have a voice that you hear all the time here on Chris Radio. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. It's Kathy Tate Bradish. I'm also a member of the League of Women Voters of Evanston. I've been a member since the late 80s. Right now, I'm in charge of membership. And just like Betty and Jennifer, I really joined because I'm very interested in the political process, in how we can influence the process, and just really understand what's going on with our government.
Well, take a moment, Kathy, and tell us why we know your voice.
Oh, well, I'm a volunteer every Tuesday afternoon. I've read with various friends, and now I read with my husband, Bob, and we usually cover the Chicago Defender and the Daily Herald, although I spent a few years also doing parts of the New York Times. So I'm usually live on Tuesday afternoons from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Well, this next question is devoted to Betty, and I'd like you to tell us what the League of Women Voters does.
Well, the League of Women Voters works to shape and to inform people about public policy in the broadest sense. It was founded almost 100 years ago in 1920, and it was organized as a national organization with also state branches and local branches. So the three of us are members of the Evanston League. We're automatically members of the Illinois League and also members of the National League. I think that there are three main purposes of all these levels of the League, to establish positions on public policy through discussion and study and consensus. And so the National League has positions on national issues, and the Evanston League has positions on Evanston issues. We are also very dedicated to increasing citizen participation in political decisions, and particularly in the electoral process. And so Jennifer will talk about engaging old voters and new voters, both by registration and by providing information about the issues and the candidates.
Well, we have an upcoming primary here in Illinois. Can you tell us when it is for the Chicagoland area, and why is it important?
And I'm going to just jump in. I forgot to say this at the top, everybody. We're going to give some information about websites and telephone numbers. So you might want to be scrambling around now as you listen, so that if we tell you something of interest and it's a website or a number that you want to be able to remember, that you're in a position to do that. Sorry, Betty.
Well, that's important, Kathy. Yes, we could talk a great deal about this primary alone, but let me just say that it is coming soon. It is on March 15th, which is a Tuesday, which is about 6 weeks from now. Early voting is possible for about 4 weeks before that, and people can also vote by mail. This is an amazing primary. There's a wide range of candidates and a great number of candidates. And many of you probably know that one of the things that you can vote for in the primary is the presidential candidates. The process started in Iowa last night. In Illinois, we will be casting our vote for the candidates for president. And this is why it's so important. In the primary, voters choose the candidates who will be on the ballot in November. And in this state, as in many other states, many times the Democratic candidates are pretty much assured of victory in November. And so that voting in the primary in order to select the candidate is particularly important. So in addition to president, we will be voting for a senator in Illinois. So
that's a U.S. senator.
A U.S. senator, that's right. The current incumbent is a Republican, and there's several Democrats that would like to run against that Republican. Representatives to Congress also will be on the ballot, mm-hmm. In this part of Illinois, some of them are contested and some of them aren't. But many state and county officials will be on the ballot as well. In the case of the state legislature, all of the state representatives will be voted on in November, and therefore the nomination will be developed in March, and half of the state senators. Now, I am also a member of the Cook County League of Women Voters, so I want to emphasize the fact that Cook County officials will also be on the ballot, and Cook County, you know, has a huge operation and a huge budget of over $5 billion a year. So it's important to pay attention to these two. And in Cook County, the state's attorney office will be on the ballot, and that's gotten a lot of publicity lately because of the some of the crime issues and police issues that the state's attorney oversees. And there's three candidates in the Democratic Party, two candidates running against the incumbent. Also the clerk of the circuit court, which many people don't think about, but that's an official who has quite a large staff and is a very important part of the judicial process. The recorder of deeds is another one, and I'll put in a plug for the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, which manages the water system throughout Cook County, particularly in terms of flooding, as well as in making sure that the water systems are working satisfactorily. It has a huge budget no one ever thinks about. So this is an area where you want to inform yourself so that you know what these offices are, and who you might want to support. And I'll just mention that the Cook County Clerk's Office is a great source of information on this. I think Jennifer will talk about it more. But if you want to know more about the candidates and more about what elections you might be voting for in your own district, that's a place that will provide a lot of information.
And Betty, could you just repeat for us the budget, the Cook County budget?
I said it was over $5 billion a year.
Billion, people, are you getting that? It's huge. These primaries are important.
And, you know, in the large scheme of things, as we're talking about, the league puts out information nationwide. Cook County is one of the largest counties throughout the nation. Is that correct, Betty?
Oh, absolutely. It's, I mean, depending on how you measure it, either in terms of size, but especially in terms of budget, in terms of services, Cook County and Los Angeles County and Maricopa County in Arizona are sort of the three largest counties. And our court system, I think, is the largest unified court system in the country. Our public health system, our hospital system, is one of the largest in the country. So, yes, it's a very extensive unit of government, and it affects all of us. And what's one of the things the league tries to do is to remind people about what's involved in these elections. And the League of Women Voters also has websites with information.
Okay. Well, before we go to our next panelist who's going to give us additional information, I want Kathy to take a moment and tell us some of the important telephone numbers and websites so that we can do it now, again, and then at the end.
Ah, Ruth, I won't turn that invitation down. So I'm speaking in particular to those of our listeners who might need some sort of an accommodation. All of the information are on the two websites that I'm going to give you and also the telephone numbers. So first of all, I'm going to start with Cook County and the Cook County Clerk's website, which is excellent. But if you call this number that I'm going to tell you, the first thing they're going to say is, if you live in the city of Chicago, please hang up and call this different number. So the Cook County Clerk's office, a lot of what they cover is suburban Cook County, not the city of Chicago. There have been very responsive. I've checked all these telephone numbers that I'm giving you, and I found people to be very, very helpful. You can request a ballot by mail without a reason. It used to be that you had to prove a disability. If you would like to vote at home and get a ballot by mail, you call 312-603-0987. That's 312-603-0987. You'll get a call back if you leave a message. Now, for our listeners, you can also schedule to have someone from the clerk's office come to your home. Come to your home and register you to vote, and you use that number, 312-603-0987. But the website is also extremely useful for those of you who can either manage the website or have a friend or a family member who can call some of this information up for you. That's easy to remember. It's cookcountyclerk.com. CookCountyClerk.com, and then you can noodle around, and it gives you all the information about accessibility and everything else that you might need. Now, you can also sign up if you'd like. If you are permanently disabled, can't leave your home, and you're interested in getting a mailed ballot for the next 5 years, you're going to also call that same number, and they will help you fill out an application. You need an affidavit signed by your doctor. But once you've done that, you don't need to worry for the next 5 years. You'll get your ballot mailed to you automatically. Otherwise, you don't need to fiddle around with the affidavit. All you need to do is request to get the ballot by mail. And although the website says you have until March to do it, everyone recommends that you do that by the end of February at the latest, just because of the mailing back and forth. You can also call this number to see whether your particular polling place is accessible specifically for the accommodations that you need. Same phone number, 312-603-0987. Now, if you're in the city of Chicago and you want to find out about the accessibility of your polling place, you need a telephone number that I wrote down on another piece of paper, but I'm getting it very quickly. I'm a quick read here. Here we go. You're going to talk to Laura Grimm. She's the head of all of the training for how to use the special equipment that is really on the cutting edge now. And if you voted in previous years and had any issues with the equipment, a lot of it has been updated. But Laura has said she'll be really happy to answer specific questions. So her number is 312-269-3259. This is Laura's number again. This is for City of Chicago. So not you suburbanites. It's 312-269-3259. And otherwise, you can go to the City of Chicago, which is easy also, chicagoelections.com. So chicagoelections.com. If you can noodle around on a website by yourself, or if someone can give you a hand with this, they've got everything that you need to know. And they actually have even more accessibility options for people. So for example, if you're in a wheelchair and you can't use your hands, then they offer sip and puff devices at every single precinct now. Also, if you need the audio, counterintuitively, not what you expect, you're going to be asking for the touch screen. You're going to be using the touch screen, but they'll give you a headset. It will be all described to you in audio, and you'll have a pad, a keyboard, in order to vote. So you can vote privately. They'll have a section for you. Nobody can see who you're voting for. But also, don't forget, you can always have a friend whom you trust help you to vote, help you to use the machine. But then remembering that if you don't want to use it independently, that friend, you want to bring somebody who knows your politics, who you're happy to let them know whom you're voting for. Your other option, which you can always request, including day of, is to have election judges help you, and they will give you a judge, one from each party. Again, you've lost a little bit of privacy, but only those two people who are not allowed to disclose anything would be ones who are privy to the voting that you do. And if you need to vote by mail, if you wish to vote by mail and you're within the city of Chicago, you're going to talk to my friend Steve, who's in charge of that department, a great guy, and he's going to mail it to you. His number is 312-269-7967. That's 312-269-7967. But if you call their main switchboard, you get a person. They don't ask you to punch in a number, and they'll also send you to Steve or anybody else. If you want to find out where your precinct is, that's a different number. And here's the general number for the Chicago Board of Elections. They're really terrific. 312-269-7900. Call these folks and ask questions. They're there because they love this kind of work and they want you to have access to voting. And don't forget, some of this stuff you want to set up before the March 15 primary, because you want to know where you're going to go and how you're going to use that equipment.
Thank you so much, both Betty and Kathy. Our next panelist is Jennifer, and we would like to know, Jennifer, what does the league do to help people register to vote?
Okay. Well, after all of that detail that Kathy gave, I'm going to take us back to basics a little bit.
Okay.
We really in Illinois are very fortunate in that it's made very easy for us to register and to vote, unlike some other states that we've heard that's making life difficult for people. In fact, here, any place in the country, all you have to be is a U.S. citizen and 18 years old by election day. That means that people who are 17 years old At the primary, but will be 18 by the general election, can vote in the primary election.
Also, they do not have to be 18 by March 15th.
That's correct. They only have to be 18 by November 8th.
Okay.
And they have to be a resident of their precinct for 30 days prior to election day, either the primary or the general.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for being the requirements for being able to register to vote. And we make registering to vote very easy. A person can register by mail, in person at a county election authority, with a deputy registrar, and that's what we do, and I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes.
Online, anybody who applies for a new driver's license, even registering on election day at their polling place, and that's new.
Don't they have to actually go to the city clerk's office on election day, or can they do it?
They can do it at the polling place this year. That's brand new.
Wow.
So it's not difficult. There's always a way. What the League does is we are a sponsoring organization. We're licensed by the State Board of Elections to register voters. And a number of our members have had training through the Cook County Clerk's Office to become deputy registrars. They're usually commissioned for 2 years, and after they receive that training, they can register voters anywhere. So what the League of Women Voters does is identify locations and dates and times where they will be there for people to register. Many of our deputy registrars carry the supplies with them so that if they're at a party or a family gathering or whatever, they will ask, does anybody here need to register or change their address? Because you want to be registered at your current address.
Okay.
So that's what the League does to register people. And I think you'll find that most communities have these kinds of efforts, not only by the League, but by other sponsoring organizations. And one of the things that we've done in Evanston this year, and I know that many other communities are doing it, are coordinating with other sponsoring organizations so that we can be more strategic in our registration, the identification of locations, and sometimes targeting particular dates and locations where we might register voters. For example, the youth vote. Important that we reach out to youth who sometimes are a little disillusioned and get them engaged in the voting process and other civic engagement efforts. So we've identified places like the high school, community colleges, community centers, other places, Starbucks, where we might find young people to register. So we're doing quite a bit of that this year.
Okay. Now, if you could kindly go over the registration dates with us.
Okay. For the primary election, voter registration actually closes February 16th.
Mm-hmm.
After that, there is grace period registration, which means that a person would have to actually go to an election board location, so a civic center, a clerk's office.
Or a courthouse.
A courthouse in order to register.
Okay.
We will not be able to, as deputy registrars, register anyone after February 16th.
Now, what would they need to have with them when they come to register?
Good question. So what a person needs in order to register are two pieces of identification. Neither of those have to be a photo ID. I think a lot of people are under that impression that they must have a photo ID, and they do not. Two pieces of identification. One must have the current address on it.
Mm-hmm.
That could even be a letter mailed to them at their current address, say by a utility company or a landlord, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So usually people have a driver's license or state ID, credit card, something with their current address on it, and two pieces is all they need in order to register.
Okay. Now, following the grace period, you mentioned that they can actually register up to the day of election. But once they've, if I'm not mistaken, and maybe this has changed this year, once they have pass the normal dates for registration up through February 16th, and they come in for grace period registration, are they obligated then to vote at the same time, or is that following grace period registration for early voting?
I would suggest a call to the clerk's office to find that out. And I'm going to add to Kathy's list of phone numbers with one more number, which is the general number for the Cook County Clerk's Office.
Okay.
And that is 312-603-5656.
Okay.
That's 312-603-5656. And let me give you one other date. So the early voting or grace period registration and voting is February 17th to March 14th. Early voting is February 29th to March 14th. And then the primary election is March 15th.
Okay. And let's take a moment to talk about what the League does to increase voter turnout.
Well, we register as many voters as we possibly can. That's really the top thing on our list. If there are contested elections in our area, we provide forums for those candidates to come together and make their viewpoints known. So we really try to educate the public to the greatest extent possible. This year, we are distributing bookmarks that have lots of information, all the information that you've heard today about how to be informed, where to get information, phone numbers, websites, because we want people to know if they're registered, how to verify that, locations to register, polling location, where they go to vote, sample ballots, all of that is available, and we give that information on the bookmarks. And I think some of this is also through messaging. We want, as we talk with people when we're out registering voters, to make sure that we say to people over and over and over again how important voting is, that your vote is your voice, that politicians listen to people who vote, that one vote really does count. We've all seen very close races where only a few votes made the difference. And we also point out to people that our children depend upon us to represent their voices as well. So I think those are some messages that we try to get out to people.
Well, Chicagoland, I can't believe that we're running so short on time. I'm going to have Kathy finish us up for this segment, and hopefully we will hear back from you guys right before the election as well. But if you can kindly share with our audience again the names and titles of all that are here today and the important telephone numbers and websites that we need.
Okay. Well, it's been Jennifer O'Neill and Betty Hayford and I, Kathy Tate Bradish from the League of Women Voters of Evanston. We were so excited to be to come and share our excitement. I hope that you heard some of it because we believe in the power of the ballot. The two important websites that you need to know are ChicagoElections.com if you live within the city and CookCountyClerk.com if you live in Cook County outside of the city. I think I won't go over all of the telephone numbers again, but I will mention that if you need to have, if you cannot hear, and I'm going to just expose my ignorance here, I'm not sure that you're listening to us, but if you know someone who needs the TTY number, then it is 312-269-0027 for the city of Chicago. And let me also say that the wonderful Chicago Lighthouse is trying to arrange some on-site training to use the new machines. So listen to Sandy on the Beacon or other announcements if, in fact, a date is going to be found for you to be able to come in and do some hands-on training. Otherwise, remember, you can call those folks. They're so ready to help you. The accessibility, all of us know, is so much better these days than it was before because we all just want you to vote.
Chicagoland, we thank you for tuning in to Building Community, Strengthening Nations. Bye now.